It all happened in a moment, a most remarkable moment.
As moments go, that one appeared no different than any other. If you could somehow pick it up off the timeline and examine it, it would look exactly like the ones that have passed while you have heard these words. It came and it went. It was preceded and succeeded by others just like it. It was one of the countless moments that have marked time since eternity became measurable.
But in reality, that particular moment was like none other, for through that segment of time, a spectacular thing occurred. God became a man. While the creatures of earth walked unaware, divinity arrived. Heaven opened herself and placed her most precious one in a human womb.
The Omnipotent, in one instant, made himself breakable. He who had been spirit became pierceable. He who was larger than the universe became an embryo. And he who sustains the world with a word chose to be dependent upon the nourishment of a young girl. God had come near.
He came, not as a flash of light or as an unapproachable conqueror, but as one whose first cries were heard by a peasant girl and a sleepy carpenter. The hands that first held him were unmanicured, calloused, and dirty.
No silk, no ivory, no hype, no party, no cards of congratulations.
Were it not for the shepherds, there would have been no reception. And were it not for a group of stargazers, there would have been no gifts. The first moment of transformation went unnoticed by the world. But you can bet your life that the second one won't. The next time you use the phrase, "just a moment," remember that's all the time it will take to change this world.
In just that moment of time, God has revealed his love for us for all time.
It all happened in a moment, in one moment, a most remarkable moment. The Word became flesh.
Vishnakta Erin Talon, the real Damor's despair, the Anglo J canon, Goruisa Sawanchen, Vinahiri Ernest Livcha, Nurhulashid and Skill, Hanignatri Riha, Lehor Tushagusmer.
What have you heard and seen this Christmas?
Oh, you say, had I been there at Bethlehem that night, I would have seen. I would have understood. I would have known it was the Christ child. Would you? There was one way of knowing. Ask yourself what you have seen this Christmas season.
When you watched the 6 o'clock news, did you see chaos and strife? Or did you see sheep without a shepherd? When you went out to do your shopping, did you see only hordes of people in the stores? Or did you notice the worried expressions on some of their faces, worried because they are facing this Christmas without employment or enough money, and they don't know how they are going to make ends meet?
What did you hear this Christmas? Did you hear only the blast of music and carols? Or did you hear the silent sighs of the lonely and bereaved, who may be dreading Christmas because it accentuates their loneliness? And in the midst of the sounds of honking horns and people arguing over parking places, did you hear the faint sounds of laughter and joy coming from little children opening the shoe boxes we sent from Donegal?
You see, so often what you see and what you hear is not dependent upon the event, but upon you. If you did, in fact, hear the cry from the lonely, the laughter of poor children, if you saw the sheep without a shepherd, then, and only then, might you have noticed the events that took place in Bethlehem that night. If you lack that inspirational seeing and hearing, then you probably would have been with the 99% who were present, but who saw or heard nothing out of the ordinary.
In the end, perhaps one of our carols words it best. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls shall receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Amen.
Hard as iron, water.
Well, no doubt Santa Claus has arrived. The children are enjoying their presents, and I hope they're happy with what they got. The turkey or the goose will be ready in the oven, and the smell of cooking will be wafting from the kitchen. And if you haven't already opened your presents, you will be doing that later. It's Christmas time, and our hope is that you will all experience the joy and love of that Christmas day brings. Some time ago, I read an article in a magazine where people were telling about their best Christmas. For one, it was a time when, as a little girl, she was given her first bicycle. For another, it was memories of, on Christmas Day, sitting around the table with the whole family. The best Christmas of all. And in reading that, I remembered how years ago an interesting sign was seen hanging in a shop window during the Christmas season. The original message stated, "Let's make this the best Christmas ever." Underneath, some perceptive person had scribbled a legitimate question: how will we top the first one? How will we top the first one? Good question, that. For how indeed will we top the first one? At Christmas time, we rush here and there in search of something that will make this the best Christmas ever. We rush around so much that we sometimes meet ourselves coming back to get that perfect gift, to find that perfect Christmas card with the perfect message, to order the perfect Christmas turkey, to bake the perfect plum pudding, so that we might make this a Christmas to remember, the best Christmas ever. But the truth is, no matter what we do, no matter how many preparations we make, we will never top the first one. For on that first Christmas, God sent his son to be born in that Bethlehem stable because of his love for the world, his perfect gift of love. No matter what we do, we will never be able to top that. We will never be able to surpass the love of God. No, we will never be able to top the first Christmas, but we can try to get close to it this Christmas. And we can get close to it when we share that love of God in our world, when we reach out to those within our own families and those in our society that are world less fortunate than we are, when we sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others. And when we do that, it could just be that someone would one day be able to write in a magazine that because of your love and because of what you did, they experienced what was for them the best Christmas ever. Enjoy your Christmas day, and may it be for you and your family the best Christmas ever. And whatever your circumstances, it will be if you invite Jesus to share it with you.
Let us pray. We bless you, Lord our God, mighty sovereign power. You do not forget your children, and in the sending of your Son to be born as one of us, you share in our humanity. And you bless us with your forgiving love, with the vision of your kindness shedding light in our darkness. Bless us and disturb us, God, with a vision of your kingdom. And as we voice our hopes to you now, may we be strengthened. May this strengthen us, reassure us, and move us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We pray for those caught up in wars around the world. We pray for homeless people, excluded from what the rest of us are doing, cold, struggling to keep a hold on who they are. Those for whom this season will be anything but joyful, because they lack so much of what we take for granted. Lord, in your mercy,
we pray today for people who are ill, coping with pain, fearing the worst, worrying about what the future may hold, those concerned about their own health and the health of their loved one. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord, as we pray for the work of healing, we thank you for the work of this hospice. And we pray for all patients and their relatives who have experienced your love and compassion in this place. We pray for every member of staff that they may experience your strength and be touched by your grace. and that all who will be cared for here in the months and years to come may experience the peace of Christ in their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
We pray for people on this Christmas day struggling in relationships, especially at this family time when the cracks are just kept below the surface. For those who are sorrowful because a loved one is no longer with them around the Christmas table. We pray for those who are sharing with us in this worship today, wherever they may be at this moment, at home, in the car, in hospital, or in some other part of this world, that they may experience the peace, the joy, and the hope that comes through Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
We pray now in silence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, on this Christmas day and in the year to come, help us to share your gift with others, for that's what you intended. And may there indeed be peace on earth and goodwill among men and women everywhere. In the name of the Prince of Peace, we offer you these our prayers. Amen.
Dream, Joseph. I don't understand it, but I think it was about the birthday celebration for our son. The people in my dream had been preparing for about 6 weeks. They had decorated the house and bought new clothes. They'd gone shopping many times and bought many elaborate gifts. It was peculiar, though, because the presents weren't for our son. They wrapped them in beautiful paper and stacked them under a tree. Yes, a tree, Joseph, right inside their homes. They decorated the tree with sparkling ornaments. There was a figure like an angel on the top of the tree. Everyone was laughing and happy. They gave the gifts to each other, Joseph, not to our son. I don't think they even knew him. They never mentioned his name. I had the strangest feeling that if our Jesus had gone to this celebration, he would have been intruding. How sad for someone not to be wanted at his own birthday party. I'm glad it was only a dream. How terrible, Joseph, if it had been real. Remember to make room for Jesus at your Christmas celebrations today. And may you have a very happy, restful, and peaceful Christmas day.
And may the joy, peace, and goodwill of Christmas be yours this day, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, now and forever. Amen.